Well, there's no reason not to go ahead and fire this up right now. It is the Project Game Day post-game show brought to you by Glory Days Grill. I am terribly sorry to tell you that the NFL chick, Sarita Hubbard, is out this week. I am even more sorry to tell you that in for her is Drew Forrester from DrewsMorningDish.com.
That's a compliment, right?
Yeah, go with that.
Okay.
Go with that. Just roll with that.
I wasn't really listening, but I heard you say something about...
Why would you start now?
Yeah, well, I heard you say something about the girl usually does isn't very good, so we brought some...
No, I didn't say that. Oh. Didn't say that exactly.
Speaking of not being very good.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
All right, so I got to give credit to you and Kyle Ottenheimer, because on Friday's show, you were like, I just had this gut feeling. I can't really explain it. Just sort of think the Titans stink. And I'm like, did you see them against the Eagles? They look really good.
The league's insane.
You see them against the Jaguars? They look really good.
How the Cowboys look today against the Jaguars?
Unbelievable, right?
It's 40-7.
40-7. I totally saw that coming.
40-7.
Totally saw
Dallas
that.
Dallas hadn't scored 40 points all season.
They looked terrible against the Texans a week ago. 40 looked
to
awful.
7.
I don't understand
Jacksonville's
anything.
Defense gave up 40 points to the Cowboys.
I don't understand any of it. I understand none of it. None of it. But it is what it is. That's what it is.
Nice win for the Ravens, though.
They
needed this.
So, look, the truth is, and we'll talk about some of the things that you probably have concerns about still, but the truth is, let's call it like it is. This was obviously a dominant performance from the Ravens on both sides of the ball, one in which they didn't have to do a whole lot offensively, obviously, because the defense allowed nothing. They'll set a new franchise record for sacks 50. In this game. I don't think they quite got to 50, but they got awfully close.
Oh
they got awfully
Lord.
Close.
They got 11 right now.
You
what's
genuinely.
The record? What's the record in one game for the league?
That's a good question.
They have
most
11
sacks, right?
They have
most
11 right now. It's
by
be like
any
16
team
or 17
in one game ever.
16, 17.
Well, I don't know that the Titans are going to bother to throw the ball. At
no,
this point.
But I mean,
I think at this point they might just decide that they're good. By the way, the record is actually only 12.
Oh, my Lord.
Record is actually 12.
The Ravens need one more.
It is held by four different teams. The Cowboys against the Steelers in 66.
Okay.
1980, that would have been the St. Louis Cardinals against the Baltimore Colts.
Okay.
The Bears against the Lions in 84, and the Cowboys against the Oilers in 85. Four
wow.
teams have 12 sacks
so it's been
in a game.
33 years.
Great point.
Wow.
I don't think the Titans will bother to throw the ball again, so I don't think the Ravens will get the chance to join that club. But it takes nothing away from the dominance of their performance. And beyond the dominance of their performance is the fact that this really, I don't want to say wipes away what happened a week ago in Cleveland, because it's still really frustrating what happened a week ago in Cleveland.
But it's close.
Right. To go 4-2.
It stitches it up. There is still a little bit of a scab, but it stitches it up
absolutely.
Nicely.
To go 4-2 in a stretch where you had to play four of your first six on the road,
right,
including all of your division opponents, and a Titans team that I think some people believed were better than what we saw from them today, it goes a long way to making that semi-irrelevant what occurred a week ago in Cleveland.
And with Cincinnati, you know, they got – with Cincinnati losing today – It really does, you know, doesn't completely make up for it last week, but
right,
it's close.
Right.
They're 4-2. We're 4-2. You know, we lost one we shouldn't have. They lost one today. They shouldn't have, right? They gave up a 30-yard pitch and catch. Wasn't like
– Yeah, but the Steelers would have gotten a field goal there anyway.
Wasn't like
they would have gotten a field goal there anyway. They were going to win that game. As soon as the Bengals
maybe
scored – with still a minute 12 on the clock and the Steelers had three touchdowns, the Steelers are winning that game. That was what was happening there. The Ravens really going for a first down on 4th and 5?
Yeah, because they were on like the 35.
Oh, okay. All right. Then that's not
that
bad.
They didn't want to kick it.
No, you're right. That's actually not that bad. All right, so now they won't be able to break the
– obviously now the concerning thing is what's going on with Alex Lewis.
So, yeah, there's a couple things that jump out. Clearly the Alex Lewis situation is definitely a major concern. A neck injury, the report from Steve Tasker.
Oh, that's what he's saying?
Yeah. Next. Steve Tasker said that he did have movement in his extremities and he could feel in his extremities. You know, you hope for the best, clearly, but let's not pretend like that's not a major concern for the Baltimore Ravens. Interesting that they went with Bradley Bozeman when Alex Lewis came off the field, and I think that's the type of thing that you wonder about moving forward. Do they continue to go with Bradley Bozeman, or is this the path to getting Orlando Brown on the field moving forward if Alex Lewis is going to be out long term? I had to take you away from watching the game that's been over for some time.
I was just watching Harbaugh and Eric Weddle. They had what looked to be some sort of
interesting
exchange.
Okay.
I don't know what that was. That was
okay.
Weird.
All right. Well, who cares? What do they do about? Try to answer my question. Try to stay with. I appreciate
okay,
you coming
I'm
in and doing this.
Game.
We decided the game's over. The game's over. What do you do about the Bradley Bozeman versus Orlando Brown thing?
I don't know, but Bozeman was in.
Right. That's what I said.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It'd be interesting to find out why they wouldn't have. Why they didn't.
I can certainly see in a game why they don't want to move multiple people. From multiple right. positions, right? Within a game, you keep everybody else at the position they've been practicing at right. all week. You stick in Bozeman.
Now,
look,
next
you're up.
Week, maybe you have to make a change.
And that's what I wonder. Is moving forward is the answer? Are
if
you
Lewis
so
doesn't play. I mean,
right. Presuming that Lewis is out for a little bit.
Right.
Moving forward, are you sticking with Bozeman because you're just, for whatever reason, you don't think anything of Orlando Brown? I think a lot of people have found it odd that Orlando Brown hasn't played in this point. Of the season, considering how high everyone appeared to be on him in the preseason, and considering that, frankly, they haven't really run the ball, and you've thought maybe, perhaps, making a change up front could help getting the run game going. Okay. Dynamite tapping.
I wanted to see how you would handle that. The professional wanted to see how you professionally
You know we're paying you for this one, right?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, let me
Yeah,
let me ramp it up a little bit.
Join
well,
us.
Again, that you're asking a question of what they did today with Bozeman, I don't think has anything to do going forward with
Right.
If next week Lewis can't play, my guess is they're not going to and my guess is if next week Lewis can't play, Bozeman would play.
Okay, you don't think they're going you just think they're not going to Orlando Brown.
Yeah. I think Bozeman would play. And, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it kind of deal. I mean, he didn't see much time today.
I understand you saying that, but I think a lot of people would argue that it is broke. That while they have done a good job of pass protecting, and that's...
Yeah, but he hasn't played.
Who, Bozeman?
Yeah.
No, you're right, but I think the offensive...
Fault.
What I think they would say is the offensive line in a whole is broke, and they've needed to do something in order to try to get them going in the run game. Now,
why don't you think it's him?
Why don't you think it's Alex Lewis that was the problem?
Why don't you think it was Bozeman? Why don't you think it's Bozeman?
There's nothing about Bradley Bozeman that suggests that he was supposed to be a high-level guard in this league. There's nothing okay. about his pedigree. He was a guy that was available in the seventh round out of Alabama. Everybody in the country okay. saw him play and said, we don't really want this guy.
You sound like you're like anti-Bozeman.
I'm more inclined to see you spend a third-round pick on Orlando Brown and raved about him as being a guy that had the first-round talent that some people suggested he had until his disastrous combine. You haven't been able to run the ball at all. And it might be that your backs just aren't that good, right? Like that might and part of the problem is
I don't think that's it, but
I don't think so either, but I don't think highly of Alex Collins or Buck Allen. I think they're both kind of guys. Gus Edwards was fine today when he got his touches.
I always have this vision that Collins is better than he shows.
Why?
I just like his running style.
He's a hard runner, and
like
I've always liked that
style.
About him.
The only thing that I haven't seen about him that I don't like...
He doesn't really catch the ball.
...are the fumbles.
And the fumbles,
right.
True.
Yeah,
but he's not really a factor in the
pass game. Running back, and I'm not saying just discount the fumbles because they're part of it, but if you just value him based on his running legs...
Right.
Forget about the three fumbles. I think he's a good running back. But he's definitely goes through these stretches where he'll rush, carry the ball nine times for 31 yards and fumble.
Well, it's a weird thing. They're not running the ball. And part of it, again, is they get away from running.
It's a weird day to judge because the game was sort of over in a second.
But wouldn't that be where you would say if there was ever a week where you should be able to show that you're able to run the ball would be in the second half of this game when they still couldn't? I mean, they just didn't. For whatever reason, this team doesn't run the ball. I mean, it's right. really inexplicable, and I don't know if it means they need to look for a back at the trade deadline. I don't know what it means. I can't explain. And again, part of it, a week ago, they couldn't run the ball because they didn't try to, right? They couldn't run the ball.
Right.
When they ran the ball, they actually ran the ball fairly well a week ago.
Well, the first half they did.
Right.
They didn't try to run the second
Correct.
Half.
Correct. So sometimes that's been the case this season. They haven't run the ball well because they haven't run the ball at all. But what do you do? Do you just sort of say, it's what it is? We've thrown the ball really well, so hopefully that continues and this doesn't become a thing that comes back and bite us? Or do you need to do something drastic? Something like saying, okay, we have this opening here, presuming Alex Lewis is hurt. We can turn to Orlando Brown and try to make the change up front or like pursuing a back at the trade deadline.
I don't think it's the running back. So, if you're going to try to – if you're inclined to say you got to fix this,
right?
The only way you're going to fix it is either improved scheme or different linemen. I don't think it's a running back issue. A and B, I don't think there's a quality running back out there, unless you're hinting about LeSean McCoy. I don't think there's a quality running back.
I mean, people have brought up Tevin Coleman. The Falcons winning today. I'd rather Tevin Coleman than LeSean McCoy any day. But the Falcons winning today probably makes it less likely that they're inclined to trade Tevin Coleman, although he is still a pending free agent. They don't appear as though they're going to extend him at the end of the year. So perhaps they would say, if we can get a third-round pick for him, it's going to be higher than a compensatory pick, let's do it. I don't know. But I don't think they're willing to pack it in, so I don't think they're just going to give up on Tevin Coleman this season.
Yeah, I mean, they're 2-5, right? There's still hope.
Two and four. Yeah,
there's still
correct.
Hope. They win the next two. They're 4-4 at the break. They could still make the playoffs. The Super Bowl's in Atlanta. They're not ditching their chances until they're out.
I tend to agree with that. All right, a couple of responses. Good to hear from people. Appreciate you chiming in. John from Little Rock, one area to improve, all the penalties today. Obviously, also hoping and praying for Alex Lewis, particularly third down when the game was still in the balance in the first half. You would have liked to have seen the Ravens not get penalties defensively on third down. Matt Judon a couple of times. That was concerning, no doubt. Obviously, didn't end up hurting them, but those are the types of things they need to clean up. From AJ, what do you think it would cost to get Larry Fitzgerald? I mean, do you think that's what the Ravens need to be doing right now? Is that the route that you think they need to be going? I know Michael Crabtree had a bad week a week ago, but Michael Crabtree played.
He was really good today.
Great today.
Unbelievable.
No question.
First half.
Right, no question. He was tremendous. Willie Snead, I think, had his best game today. John Brown was sort of lost in the shuffle, but still made a great catch down the sideline. Is that what you think?
I don't know. Why would you go get Fitzgerald? What would that
right.
do?
I wouldn't. I don't know that
to
I'd
give
be
up
looking.
What? I mean, I guess it's one thing if you go get him, but to giving up what?
Yeah, I mean, if the Cardinals just wanted to give him away for the sake of giving him away to try to do something nice for him to give him a chance to go play for a contender, I'm not going to tell you no, but if you're giving up, he suggests a fourth-round pick. I'm not giving up a fourth-round pick for Larry Fitzgerald. I don't think Larry Fitzgerald is a difference-maker on this football team right now as far as what they're going to end up doing this season. I think that they're okay at the wide receiver position at the moment. I think the tight ends are interesting. Max Williams got hurt today. We'll see what's up with that. But, look, they need Hayden Hurst to come on kind of quickly. You use the 26th pick on a 25-year-old tight end.
Right.
That's not a guy that you can sit around and wait for a long time. And I know that he was hurt to start the season, but they kind of need him to get going. They need him to be a factor fairly quickly for this team because they spent such a high draft pick on him.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit surprising they haven't done more with him. Obviously, he's only played 2 weeks.
Right.
But you would have thought, and I don't know the numbers from today, how many targets he had.
Not really
four,
involved.
Three.
Right? Yeah, I think three. The one that was behind the line of scrimmage that never really had a chance to go anywhere.
I think we're just looking at things to pick now. Like, this was...
Right, I don't know why we'd be looking for trade for a pass catcher is sort of my point. If you're trading for something,
yeah,
I think that if you're concerned about the run game, right? And I can understand being concerned about the run game,
sure.
right? And again,
sure,
I don't
sure.
know that the answer is personnel when it comes to the run game. But if you're concerned about the run game, and understandably so, then I could see talking about trading for a back, or I can see talking about trading if Alex Lewis is hurt long term and you think the problem is up front, I could see discussing trading for something up front, right? Like those are areas where I could say, if I have any concern about this football team that's in really good shape at 4-2, you would have liked to have won the game against Cincinnati to be in better shape in the division, but at 4-2, you're in great shape with all of your division opponents coming to Baltimore
right.
the rest of the
yeah,
season.
If you sweep those and you finish 4-2 in the division,
yeah, you're going to feel really good about your chances.
Yeah, you got a pretty good chance. Pittsburgh has a division loss and a division tie.
Yeah.
The Bengals have a division loss now.
Right.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, the Bengals still sort of kind of control things, but, you know, they lost one at home today.
Right.
We sweep these three in the North. We sweep these three home games right away. Now all of a sudden we're at 7-2. No, not 7-2.
By the way, that was the only target of the day for Hayden Hurst, apparently.
Oh,
it was the one behind the line of scrimmage.
So we sweep. Now we have seven. We got to piece together three more wins outside of our division between now and the end of the season.
Right. Yeah, you do that. Again, the Ravens are in great shape right now. The question, I think if you're looking to do something before the trade deadline, I've talked to a few people about this week. I think given the fact that this is Ozzie Newsome's final year as general manager, and given the fact that they are kind of in desperation mode to make sure they get into the playoffs, it wouldn't stun me if they were more inclined to do something at the deadline this year than they've done been in the past, right? The entire nature of the organization has sort of been, we cannot miss the playoffs again. Like, come hell or high water, right. We've got to get in.
If we could get somebody at the deadline, we need to go get them.
Right, and so I hear that entirely, but what is it that you're looking to do? And
quarterback?
Yeah, I don't think that's going to be the route they look to go. By the way, blessings be to the fact that Lamar Jackson only had one play today. Blessings.
It was a good one, too.
It was a good one, yes. The one. And perhaps they benefited from the fact that they didn't show as much of him.
Right.
So that it could actually be a surprise when he got out on the field in the second half. That they could actually maybe catch the Titans off guard a little bit. That appeared to work as they ended up getting a good gainer in Lamar Jackson play. If you could go out and get Antonio Brown, go out and get Antonio Brown. Larry Fitzgerald seems to be, as much as I like Larry Fitzgerald, he seems to be what his skill set is at this point in his career is kind of redundant.
And Pittsburgh's not trading Bell, right? And certainly not to the Ravens.
No. I mean, you would have to give up something absurd in order to, you know, for them to have that conversation. And the Ravens, you can't do that for Le'Veon Bell for 6 months. You just couldn't possibly do that.
This is a really good defense. It's going to be interesting to see next week what they do against Greece.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that.
This is a really
good
defense.
Right. It's a really good defense, as I brought up with you the other day.
I keep saying this over and over and over.
Right.
If you're willing to concede that first half of the Bengals game was significantly impacted by
C.J. Mosley getting hurt.
C.J. Mosley going out.
Right.
If you're willing to concede that first half was significantly impacted by that, this has been a spectacular defense through the first six games.
Look, today they made big plays.
I mean, what they did in Pittsburgh,
right,
and what they did today. Now, Tennessee's offense is not very good, obviously.
Right.
But I don't care. Shutout's a shutout's a shutout. This defense is really good.
No question about it. I would like for them to get more turnovers.
caliber.
Yeah, you can't say that yet.
They're really good.
Look, the fact they haven't allowed a touchdown in the second half still all season is remarkable.
Right.
Clearly they didn't allow a point in the second half today. Right.
They didn't allow a point the whole game.
Okay, correct.
Right.
Dynamite observation. God, I'm so glad we paid you today.
I do bring my best.
No doubt about that. I understand what you're saying. I would still like for them to get more turnovers. I mean, that would be the one thing that I would say. You continue to put those assets on that side of the ball. That needs to be a more opportunistic deal. Now, oddly, a year ago, they got a bunch of turnovers, but they couldn't get off the field, right? This year, they've been much better on third down.
It was amazing today. I mean, I don't know what they wound up on third down, but at one point, they were 9 of 10.
Well, I'm just talking about the defense, but yeah, you're right on the offense as well.
Right.
Yeah, and on both sides of the ball, they were tremendous on third down today. They've been better on third down, yet they haven't gotten the turnovers, right? Like, and I guess ultimately you'd say, if I got to
have
one
a turnover today, right? This is one of the rare games.
They had 11.
But think about it. This is a rare game in the NFL. The Titans
won the turnover battle, right?
Right. They won. And it's pretty rare that happens.
By the way, the numbers for both teams. The Ravens were 12 of 17 on third down today. What do you think the Titans were?
3 for 14.
Well, if I told you they had 10 third downs.
They converted one.
They converted one. They converted one.
So the football game was won and lost.
Of
right
10 on third down. Absolutely. Those two numbers right there.
That was won and lost. Third down.
The Ravens were 12 of 17 on third down. The Titans were 1 of 10 on third down today. And that reflects, right? Like the reflects in the dominance that you saw from the Baltimore Ravens in today's game. I'll take that, but I would still say I would probably like to see them get some more turnovers moving forward. A couple of people have chimed in from Bill. Bengals have a tough two of their next three games. I have not looked at the Bengals schedule in depth, so I couldn't tell you that, but I'll pull it up right now.
Every game's tough.
I mean, you know what? You're probably right about that. Oh, they go to Kansas City next week. That is a good point. They go to Kansas City next week, and they get New Orleans at home. Sandwich in between there, they've got Tampa Bay at home. So they do have a really tough stretch.
Okay,
two
sure.
of their next three games are very, very difficult. AJ says the defense is much better with Jimmy Smith. Sure. I mean, Jimmy Smith is that type of player. He absolutely takes receivers out of the game. The Titans didn't appear to go to Corey Davis at all today. They didn't appear to even try to go towards Corey Davis today, and Corey Davis has been their best receiver by far. That's the factor of having Jimmy Smith on the field. From Bill, do you guys think the Steelers are done? He must be kidding. He must be doing a bit there. Yeah, obviously the Steelers aren't done. And there were a lot of people, for whatever reason, that were trying to...
I definitely said they were done.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
How dumb are you?
I'm not really dumb.
I mean...
I said when they lost to the Ravens, that was it for them.
You paid attention to the Steelers over the last few years, right?
Yeah, but I think this is the year. This is the year where they collapse and throw up all over themselves.
What happened after you said that?
Well, they beat the Bengals. I mean, they beat the Falcons, but I don't know if that counts. Don't worry, Bill. Hang in there. You guys will choke.
Is Bill a Steelers fan?
I think so.
I don't think so.
You don't?
I don't think so. I think he was maybe just going after you for saying the Steelers were done.
Well, he's a Steelers fan. Clyde's a Steelers fan.
Let's talk about Joe Flacco. Chris got in with a thought about Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco was tremendous today. He's been overwhelmingly tremendous for the better part of the season. Clearly, he wasn't great a week ago, although it would have helped.
He was terrible a week ago.
He wasn't terrible a week ago. It would have helped if somebody actually caught a football a week ago.
He was not very good last week. I mean, come on, let's be serious.
We're splitting hairs. We're not even bothering to get into
this.
Yeah,
but he was terrible last week. But that's okay. He's been really good the other weeks.
I have no idea. You're one of these guys. What's terrible?
He was terrible last week.
How do you figure that?
They didn't score a touchdown.
Yes.
70 minutes of football.
And is the
that's
one
on the quarterback.
The ball that went off Michael Crabtree's hands in the end zone where only he could catch the ball was on the quarterback?
But that's when you score 9 points in the game,
right?
It's on the quarterback.
So the fact that they...
I'm just saying, that's it. You could talk about the Crabtree thing, and you're
right. I mean, Crabtree
he should have caught that ball.
Yes!
But you got to get in the end zone when you're an NFL quarterback.
Again, this is I'm going to feel like Giselle Bundchen. Is he supposed to throw and catch the ball?
Yes.
Is that the way it's supposed to work?
But he's been good all the rest of the year, except for last week. He was terrible.
He wasn't terrible a week ago. It's just you doing
but
the
he was.
Shock jock bit.
I'm not doing shock jock. He was terrible.
He wasn't.
But he was really good today.
And
he's been really good all year.
He's been great.
Except for last week.
You keep going back to that.
There's only six games worth of evidence to present.
Yeah.
The first week against Buffalo, he was whatever he was.
He was excellent.
Good, you know, right. Good, really good. The game was a throwaway. The next week against Cincinnati.
He didn't have a great first half.
He was okay. Right.
Right.
He wasn't great, but he wasn't terrible. He was okay.
He's the only reason why they had a chance to win the game.
Right. He definitely didn't cost them the game.
Right.
Next week against Denver, very good. Week after against Pittsburgh, outstanding. The next week against Cleveland, terrible.
Keep going back.
This week, really good. He grades out to
terrible.
Be really good to me. If I'm doing the grading, his grade for the year is really good. If he wouldn't have laid an egg last week, his grade for the year would be amazing.
All right, so aside from Drew just continuously trying to call Joe Flacco terrible.
Last week. Not for the season.
Thank you. You're right. It's
as I just said, his full body of work, he's been really good this year.
Right. It's a good point. I'm glad you keep bringing it up. The question from Steve is it as simple as saying that this is all about the pass catchers? And it's a question we've sort of been asking as the season has gone along. Is it as simple as saying that it's all about the pass catchers? Is that the answer why Joe Flacco wasn't great a year ago and is great this year? Keep trying to needle in the Joe Flacco looks different because Lamar Jackson showed up. Rich Gannon tried to throw that one in again today. You know,
did he? They always do that.
Yeah, they always try to throw that one in and make that a storyline.
He couldn't bend down to tie his shoes. Like, his health has been... To me, I've always said this. It's the same thing I've always said about Tiger. Every time somebody said Tiger will never do anything again. If these guys are healthy, when they're healthy, fully healthy, you get what you get out of them. When they're hurt and limited, you get what you get out of them. They got what they got out of Flacco because he wasn't anywhere near 100%. They weren't great offensively anyway. And, it all just kind of married together to – probably not even mediocre or less than mediocre. He's completely healthy. I think you can see that in the way he's throwing the ball and moving. And they added three legitimate pass catchers instead of one. Last year they added one.
Well, and that
he
guy was
terrible.
Was the worst receiver they've ever.
But they added one.
They added a guy that was
no
available
on
the scrap heap at the end
of the year. No. No one knew at the beginning. There was no way anyone knew at the beginning of the year Macklin would stink that bad.
Well, not that bad.
No,
he was the worst receiver I've ever seen.
Okay.
Nobody thought he was
going to
be the worst.
About that.
He was
Perryman's really bad.
I mean,
but they added one quality guy a year ago. They added three this year.
They added three guys when people actually wanted players this year.
Okay,
the guy they went out and got a year
up and down really about John Brown.
There was plenty, definitely a market for John Brown.
So.
There was absolutely there was.
So.
Somebody had the chance to have Jeremy Maclin in July last year and decided they didn't want him. Decided they couldn't save the money to spend on anybody else. They just didn't want the guy.
This July?
No, last year.
Oh, last year.
When they went and got him. It was because a team said in July, saving this money will not help us at all. We just have no interest in having this guy on our football team. And that was what the Ravens did at the wide receiver position. This year, when the market opened, they went and got actual wide receivers. Now, I don't think that these three guys are... They're not Antonio Brown, Julio Jones, and A.J. Green.
No, but these three are
competent NFL receivers. And that has a significant, you know, it plays a significant role in why Joe Flacco has looked legit. Bill followed up to say, if he's a Steelers fan, then you're a Curly fan. So,
oh,
yeah, right.
You came across like a Steelers fan.
Brandon's going after you for what you said about Joe Flacco. Yep, the quarterback dropped the ball, so it's his fault. Troy, what a game.
All right, so he catches it. So now they have...
they win the game.
12 points. Yeah, but now they have 12 points instead of, or 13 points instead of 9.
Right.
He just didn't play well last week. It's okay. Like, I like Flacco. I do, but you're allowed to say he didn't play well last week.
And I don't think he was great a week ago.
He was terrible.
No, that's the part. That's where you keep going back to that just for saying it.
He was terrible last week.
Troy,
that's okay.
What a game. 11 sacks on defense. That's a piss-poor team in Tennessee. Hi, Drew. Good to see you. Well, it's not really. It's not really good.
People are
going to
say this all week. People are going to say this all week that Tennessee stinks and Tennessee's no good and we haven't beat anybody yet. We beat four teams. All of them are terrible. Well, Pittsburgh's not now. They just beat the Bengals. But you play who you play.
I don't think anything about Tennessee coming into this week suggested they were terrible.
Well,
yes,
their
offense
is terrible. Their offense.
They looked really good against the Eagles 2 weeks ago offensively.
Their offense is awful.
They're clearly not the same team they would have been if they had Delanie Walker. And today they were abysmal.
But our defense is really, really good. I'm telling you. This is a blank caliber defense.
You're going.
I'm telling you.
You're going.
Red Sox,
for
by the way, 2-0 with the bases.
Wonderful.
Loaded.
You know we're doing. All right.
It's a baseball playoffs. Remember those?
Yeah, I don't. Troy says, that, I don't know if you know, they don't play baseball in Baltimore in October anymore.
End of the first, 2-0.
Not a low blow, just a fact.
I mean, Red Sox.
Troy, Shock Drop is Crabtree's new nickname. I like that.
What is it?
Shock Drop.
Shock
Drop.
I don't get it.
Shock Top is a beer. He had a great game today.
The league is a week by
but
week.
But he's going to drop. Look, as I said today, he had a great game today. That doesn't mean that he's not going to drop the ball again moving forward.
Right.
He drops
a
lot of footballs.
By week league. That's why I just said about Flacco last week. One week you could be great. The next week you can stink. The next week you can be great. It's a week by week league. Crabtree was terrible last week.
Playing the hits. Wants to know why Saints Ravens wasn't flexed to primetime.
Because the Ravens are boring.
They can be.
The Ravens are boring.
They can be, yes.
I mean, come on.
They weren't boring against the Steelers 2 weeks ago in primetime. That wasn't a boring. That was not a boring football game.
I don't know.
That was not
they
a boring
a
football
boring
game.
Version of football.
Well, when they ran the ball, they did. They don't run the ball anymore. Now they throw it 100 times, and that's not as boring of it. It's just we would prefer them to run the ball every
I'd
now
like
and then.
Us to be boring.
But yeah, they had Saints Bengals Chiefs Bengals, and everybody wants to see Pat Mahomes. So that's your answer. That's why.
Next week again, it got moved. So they're on 2 weeks
Chiefs,
in a row.
Chiefs Bengals will be the Sunday night game next week. Yes, so the Chiefs will be in Sunday night back to back weeks because the country wants to see Pat Mahomes. That's the way it is.
Until tonight.
Probably. I actually probably agree. I don't agree with you much, but I probably agree with you on that. And
actually,
the
you know what? I think they're winning tonight.
Just because I said that?
No. I think they are winning tonight.
And the real MVP is the doctor who failed the Ryan Grant physical. Hard to argue with that. Hard to argue with that. All right, Glory Days Grill. Let me tell you about them real quick. Catch all the action at your neighborhood Glory Days Grill, where they have tons of TVs to catch every moment of every game. Enjoy $5.99 burgers on Mondays, $5.99 nachos on Thursdays. Drink specials throughout the season to help you cheer on your favorite teams. Coming today, try something new from the seasonal menu. Glory Days Grill, great food, good sports.
It would be just like the Bengals.
To
Kansas
lose
City's
to
the going
to
win tonight in New England.
Right.
And then the Bengals will beat them next week in Kansas City.
Somehow, some way.
Yeah. Because that's what the Bengals do.
I'll bet against it, but I hear you.
That's what the Bengals do.
I hear you. I need 30 seconds to tell you about the U.S. Army. When we come back in, we will look ahead to the Saints next week. It's Project Game Day, the post-game show brought to you by Glory Days Grill.
Respect. It's more than a word. In the U.S. Army Reserve, it is a core value. A value that brings together a variety of people from across the nation to answer the call to serve. Serving part-time in the U.S. Army Reserve means earning the respect of your community and your nation, all while pursuing your career and educational goals and staying close to home. And now, in addition to earning respect, you may qualify to earn up to $20,000 in bonuses when you join. To see if you qualify, visit GoArmy.com/reserve or call 1-800-USA-ARMY, paid for by the U.S. Army.
All right. As Drew mentioned, next week, quite the test. The Ravens will host the Saints at 1 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. And it is. It's a different...
NFC games, you know, I'm going to say this. It's a little bit of hyperbole. They sort of kind of don't matter. But they do. You know, they matter in the grand scheme of things. But if you lose to an NFC team, it doesn't crush
it's you. It's not the end of the world, but you don't want to lose a home game.
But you
game.
Don't want to, right, I was just going to say. You right. definitely don't want to lose a home game. And we got Tampa Bay later on in the year. That should be a win. So if we could win these two, you know,
it
win
goes
this
a long
one,
way, right?
You know, yeah. This is going to be a really good test next week, though. They're off. You know, they didn't play today. They're off. This is a
you know, they got Ingram back a week ago.
It's
and
a pretty bad offense today. That offense next week. You know, the weather, it's one thing if you play them in December here. Maybe the weather's favorable for you, but, you know, next week it should be okay.
Decent.
And it'll be a nice test next week.
I agree. We're really high on this defense right now, and there's no doubt about it, but it will be interesting to see what they're able to do a week from now when there are playmakers all over the field on the other side of the ball. And we still don't really know, you know, they got Mark Ingram back last week, but how much more they're going to do with flexing Alvin Kamara out wide again. We saw a little bit of that last season. Do they get back into that next week? And does that make them more dynamic moving forward than they already are? And they already look pretty freaking dynamic to this point. So I don't disagree. I think this is a great, great test for, you know, if Drew wants to throw around hyperbole regarding this defense, you do this against the Saints next week, right? Like, you go out and you dominate against the Saints next week, then maybe you can start having those conversations. Maybe you can start tossing around just how good is this defense if you can go out there and do it a week from now, right? Like, it's still too early at this point, but this is a loaded Saints team. This is loaded.
Yeah,
this
one of the top three or four offensive teams in the league.
Right. You go match up with them next week. Right. You go shut
the
them down, punch them in the mouth.
The obvious advantage you have is they're playing outdoors. And, you know, there's a chance if they certainly play better in their own building. Everyone does. There's not a team in the league.
Of course, right. So. Right. No, but their game, their style is meant for the faster track.
Right.
The, you know.
But their game travels.
Don't disagree.
You know, this is not a – I mean, if we hold them, I would say right now, we hold them to – 23 or less.
Yeah, you feel like you have a, you feel like you have a chance.
That's a win. Yeah.
You feel like you have a chance.
I mean, sure.
AJ, we talked about this a little bit earlier on. He asked about what to do if Alex Lewis is out. We discussed that. I would get Orlando Brown on the field. That's what I would do. I would get Orlando Brown on the field. But they didn't do that in the game today. We'll just see. I don't make too much of it in the game today because again, I don't think you're moving multiple guys during the course of a football game. I think it was easier for them to just slide Bradley Bozeman in and say, we'll deal with this during the course of the week. But during the course of this week would be the time that I would step in and say, okay, we need to move a couple of guys. And it's really only it's two guys, right? You're moving Hurst to guard. You're moving Brown to tackle.
Right.
If that's what you're doing, that's what I would do this week if you're dealing with Alex Lewis being out for an extensive period of time. Let's see what you got. You can always move Hurst back to tackle, right? If Orlando Brown truly is a disaster, you can always go back to that route and hope for the best from Bozeman. But I would do it not just because Alex Lewis is hurt. I would do it in hopes that it can get a run game going that has been stagnant to this point. That would be the reason that I would go about doing it. And who covers? By the way, apparently the forecast are for next week, 52 degrees.
Oh, perfect.
And 20% chance of rain. Perfect. Yes, that would be better for the Ravens if they could face them in those conditions. Agreed. And how do they handle Alvin Kamara next week?
Pray. It'll be one way.
I mean,
that would be one thing I would
I'm
do.
Not opposed to the yeah, idea. Right, I'm not telling you don't do that. I don't think, unfortunately, that's going to be what's going to make the difference.
Sure, you get together right before the game.
No, I hear
you.
I think they do that anyway, right, for the most part. I think they do that anyway. You're right, Alex. It's probably going to be Anthony Levine that's going to be asked to spy a lot, but you're going to need everybody to be involved with trying to slow down Anthony Levine next week. That is not going to be an easy task.
Well, they hold him to 23.
No, sorry, slow down Alvin Kamara.
They hold him to 23. They're going to win. If New Orleans throws up 30 or 33 or something,
right,
we're not winning.
Okay.
But, you know,
okay.
We hold them to 21, 23, somewhere in there. We got the firepower to score some points on them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, what day is the trade deadline? It's the
don't know. My computer's frozen.
I know it's week 8. I'm just trying to come up with the – I guess it would be Tuesday of the following week, right? Like, that would be the – oh, come on.
My computer's frozen.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That's super helpful to me.
Well, I'm just letting you know.
Thank you. No, I appreciate that. The actual date for the trade deadline, I believe, is a week from Tuesday, but I will tell you in 2 seconds for sure what it is. It is October – oh, no, it's still 2 weeks from now. October 30th. So you still have 2 weeks from Tuesday for them to review this. So, for example, when I brought up the Tevin Coleman thing, if the Falcons –
All of a sudden they're 2-6.
Right. Then suddenly their thought process could easily change, and they could be more inclined to try to deal Tevin Coleman and just get back a third-round pick. It would be. I said this the other day. It's going to be difficult for the Ravens to part ways with more mid-round picks because they're already without a second-round pick next year. That's going to be tough. They do stand to get a third-round compensatory pick for Ryan Jensen because of the deal that he signed in Tampa, so that could ease them a little bit and could help them in making that decision. But you know the Ravens are not naturally inclined to give up multiple mid-round picks in the same draft. They don't want to do that necessarily. But as we talked about before.
Why don't we have a second round?
Lamar Jackson.
Oh, right.
Lamar Jackson was the second-round pick last year and the second-round pick this year in order to trade back into the first round and get him. So that's where you're at. All right. Brandon is a resident Steelers fan. Brandon is a Steelers fan. He says,
yeah,
you're not holding the Saints to 21. But I think the Ravens are capable of scoring 30-plus versus New Orleans, which also might be true, by the way. I don't think so highly of New Orleans' defense. Obviously, Marshawn Lattimore,
you like. Good for you guys when you guys played the Ravens. The old Steeler boy. You guys got your rear ends kicked.
Anything else?
Just love antagonizing them. What did the Penguins do last year?
What's that?
How'd the Penguins do last year?
Is that what you got? Is that what you have?
I can't say anything about baseball.
Well, I mean.
But we can definitely.
They won as many playoff games as the Orioles did this year.
We can definitely beat them up about the Steelers getting beat and the Penguins.
Well, this most recent time anyway. Right. You know, I mean, the times before that, maybe not so great. All right, well, I would say I was glad.
What are Steelers people listening to us for?
I mean, they're interested. They played earlier today. They got nothing else to do. There's no football game on for another couple of minutes.
No, they're not doing homework.
What does that even mean?
Did you hear what the Steelers fan got on his SATs?
I actually have, Drew, but go ahead anyway.
Barbecue sauce.
I'm so sad that you're not going to be able to come in and do this again with me in a couple weeks. I'm really
so sorry you couldn't be here tonight.
I'm really so sorry. I come to your house and chew gum.
So sorry you couldn't be here tonight.
Come to your house and chew gum.
I'll be back next week.
No.
Somehow, what did he say? Somehow, he said, I'd really like to come in and sing for you. He goes, you know, somehow I don't think that that's going to happen.
Of course, Drew referring to the infamous Joaquin Phoenix, David Letterman sit down from a few
years
back.
We'll keep you in the Rolodex.
All right. Do you want to say anything? You got anything, any parting thoughts?
I just think this is a good win for the Ravens.
Yeah, it is.
I think it's a really good win, a very efficient win. I think what we talked about at the very beginning of the show, it goes a long way to erasing what happened last Sunday.
It does, and that's what we talked about.
Some of it is in the way they won. You know, some of it, I'm not, again, a win's a win's a win, but if they win today 21-19 with a touchdown in the last minute and a half, and then they got to hold on for dear life, and, you know, they just scrape it out, I mean, you're still happy, but this was a pretty methodical, impressive thumping.
Yes.
And it kind of wipes away. It just goes to prove again, the league is insane.
It is.
Week to freaking week.
Unless you've got Sean McVay as your head coach.
Apparently.
Yeah. Unless you got that.
They win again, right?
That's what they do. That's all they ever do.
That's a good win for them today.
All right. That's Drew Forrester. DrewsMorningDish.com is his website, and we let him in here once a week to hang out. For some reason, I'm not really sure why we do
that.
Who
do the Steelers lose to next week?
I don't know if the Steelers are going to lose next week.
Yeah,
they have a bye, so it's going to be really difficult for them to do that. And the question is Le'Veon back after that, as he said that he would be?
Oh, right.
He said he was coming back during the bye and would use the bye week.
Connor had like 150 yards.
Connor was great today. He was great. So we'll see how that goes. All right, appreciate it. Appreciate Glory Days for making it happen. The games will be on tomorrow night. If you go over Glory Days, both the baseball game and the football game will be on And they got $5.99 burgers on Monday, so it's a great day to be at Glory Days. And check out the seasonal menu as well. Appreciate them making it happen. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. to noon, for Glenn Clark Radio. Hope that you will join us then. And if you didn't enjoy this week, no worries. The NFL chick, Sarita Hubbard, will be back with me next Sunday.
Bring her back.
Yeah, no, I think we're going to make sure that she's back next Sunday for the post-game show. This has been the Project Game Day.
All I know is I'm 1-0.
You know what? You make a good point. You make a really good point. I think we'll still choose to not bring you back.
Okay.
Project Game Day post-game show. We'll talk to you next week.